Could I get more of me?
Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com. It is Monday, January 3rd, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 51. Well, Happy New Year to you. I hope you had a great weekend, a great holiday time with friends and family. And hopefully you didn't get snowed on in the warm climate regions of the country where they're getting snow. I saw some pictures today of snow in Las Vegas, which is pretty cool. Pretty unusual, too. Anyway, today was a great day in the stock market. I guess the manufacturing data was one of the reasons. The other reason was, they're calling it, the January effect, where fund managers who have been kind of pent up sitting on their hands the last few weeks of December, not wanting to make portfolio moves because of, whatever tax reasons, or wanting to be in the winners or whatever. Anyway, they are free now to move about, move around the cabin, unbuckle their seatbelts, as it were. So we had a great day in the stock market. It's kind of funny because we've been told about how the market was going to be, in trouble once the new year began. And we've been reading that investor sentiment is way too high. Everybody's too optimistic. But the funny thing is I keep reading that over and over and over everywhere I go, that, investor sentiment is at the extremes. And I saw today in one article where some guy made the comment about money will start to come out of bonds. You know, last year money was coming out of stocks. Even though we were rallying, the money was coming out of stocks and going into bond funds. And I think now we're going to see some of the reverse of that. I think the bonds, with the interest rates going up the past month and people seeing their principal erode in bond funds, I think so that money's going to come out into stocks. And with the economy recovering, we're now seeing, we have been seeing fuel prices go up, and I think that'll continue to happen. And yes, at some point that will matter, and I think that's when, maybe that's when we'll see the next recession, is once, we're paying $5 or $6 for a gallon of gas. I don't know if that's this year or next year, but that's probably what's going to happen, and that'll once again put a crimp on us. But at the same time, the government stimulus is working. We are getting tax cuts in the way of payroll tax cut, 2% on earnings. So I think a lot of folks are going to see that extra whatever it is in their paycheck and will be likely to go out and spend it, because that's what we do. That's what we like to do. So I'm back in my car. I'm driving home. It's a little early today. Man, I got stuck with the last-minute presentation to all the bigwigs today, and I was like, what? Not a way to usher in the new year, but actually it went really well, so I was kind of on an adrenaline high late in the day, and then I decided that I really couldn't concentrate or get anything done, so I'm going to leave a little bit early. That gets me home in time to watch the whatever bowl tonight between Stanford and, I think, Vautech, right? Anyways, well, I hope this finds you well. Happy Monday. Happy New Year. Take it easy. And the music in the background is from Tyrannosaurus Grace. This is Chemistry, available at musicalley.com's PodSafe Music. See ya.
Constant inhibition.